Hi, this is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to give you simple, easy to understand strategies, insights and tips to help you master the game of building wealth. And in this episode, I'd like to talk about why you should never contribute cash towards a property investment. So that is, if you've got some cash savings and you'd like to go off and invest in property, I'm suggesting that you actually borrow the maximum you possibly can and put any cash in a linked offset account linked to the investment line rather than contribute the cash towards the purchase costs and just borrow what you need. So let me give you an example. Peter goes off and buys an investment property for $600,000 and he has $275,000 in cash. Now, the total cost of Peter's investment, including stamp duties, is $630,000. So Peter only really needs to borrow $360,000 if he puts his full $275,000 of cash towards the investment. However, I recommend that Peter actually borrow the full cost, being $635,000, hopefully using equity in other properties, such as his home, and then put the full $275,000 in a linked offset account. Now, he'll still only pay interest on the $360,000 net balance, so it doesn't cost him any extra money in terms of fees, higher interest rates, or additional interest, or anything like that. There's actually no additional cost to Peter whatsoever. However, there's lots of reasons why this makes sense. The first one is it reduces your risk. I would argue borrowing more and putting your cash in the offset actually reduces your risk. And the reason for that is that Peter has access, ready access to $275,000. Now let's say Peter lost his job tomorrow or something changed in his personal circumstances. Peter now has enough cash in that offset account to fund that loan and to fund the holding costs of that investment property probably forever. You know, a property is probably not going to lose $275,000 in its first 10 to 15 years. He's then got the capacity to really hold on to that property, irrespective. The second reason is that your circumstances might change due to accident, illness, bank rules might tighten, which is obviously a particular case that's been more recently with credit tightening and so forth. Locking in your maximum borrowing capacity now and putting cash in the offset really preserves your ability to change that gearing of the property later on. So again, returning to our example where Peter has net debt of $360,000, Peter can still access that cash in the offset and use it towards some other purpose. And essentially by pulling money out of the offset, what he's doing is increasing the amount of debt against that property. Whereas if he had to put the cash all into the loan, which is going to be my third benefit, it actually reduces the maximum tax deductible loan that you can have against that property. So that is, you can't go back later on and say, oops, shouldn't have borrowed $360,000, I should have borrowed the full cost, let me go back and increase the loan. Because the ATO will say, well, it depends on what you use that fund, those funds for the increased portion, whether they're going to be tax deductible. And so in the situation where, say, Peter goes and buys this investment property, borrows the full cost, puts $275,000 of his hard-earned savings in an offset account, if Peter in 5 years' time thinks, oh, I'm going to renovate my home and it's going to cost me, say, $200,000, Peter can take that $200,000 out of his investment loan offset. And as a result, of course, he's going to trigger higher interest costs, but all that interest cost is going to be tax deductible because it relates to his investment property. So really, it allows you to park cash against investment debt and access that cash later on in a tax-effective way. A really good example is some clients that I was dealing with probably about 10 years ago. They were nearing retirement. They said, Stuart, we're going to buy this investment property. We've got a whole bunch of cash. We only want to borrow the minimum. I said to them, no, you should borrow as much as you can, put it in the offset. You never know what's going to happen. Anyway, after a few conversations when this was saying, well, we are pretty sure nothing's going to change, they thankfully took my advice and did that. About a year later, we got a call from them and said, look, we're actually relocating. We want to go further down the coast. It means we're going to sell our home, but we need to spend a little bit more to get a commensurate property. So thank God we've got the money in the offset account. Otherwise, we'd have to go and borrow more money now if we had to put all our cash into the property, and that would be non-deductible. So it made a lot of sense, even in a situation where people were getting towards the end of their working career, working life, even then when you would think that things are a little bit more certain, a little bit more predictable, even there's nothing really predictable that happens in life. Everyone's situation changes, and changes often unexpected. The fourth benefit is to Peter in doing this is that it gives Peter the option to invest those monies in the future. So in 20 years' time, let's say his investment property is worth $2.5 million. It will be generating a significant amount of rental income at that level. Now, interest on a loan, even if he had no money in the offset account, even at 7%, is going to be only about $45,000. The rental income on a $2.5 million property is going to cover the interest. So therefore, in the future, Peter can draw money out of the offset and invest it in other assets, such as shares or bonds or something else. And particularly, really re-gear the property to some extent. So change its gearing rate back up to 100% of its original cost by pulling all the money out of the offset. So again, when we go and buy a property, we don't necessarily think 20 years down the track or 10 years down the track, but it's very possible that you might actually like to use those monies elsewhere, particularly if your property's experienced a lot of growth. The fifth and last example of the benefit of not contributing cash is it might help actually fund retirement. So let's suggest that Peter retires in a few years' time. He's got that cash in the offset account. He can draw a pension from super, minimum pension, 4% of the actual super balance is the minimum amount you need to draw to when you convert your super into pension phase. Let's say that that's just not quite enough for Peter to live. But he doesn't necessarily want to sell the property now either. So what Peter can do is maybe dip into the offset account. If he knows that his income will increase in the future, maybe when his wife or his partner or spouse also reaches 6 years, able to convert their super and add to his pension. So if he's only going to have a shortfall for a few years, maybe he can use that offset account monies to bridge that gap, you know, to fund early retirement for a few years until his spouse's super kicks in. So that's an example where increasing your liquidity, where, you know, obviously property is not a liquid asset. So you can mitigate that to some degree by increasing a property's liquidity by having more money in the offset account. Now, let me reiterate. It's very important to get some good quality credit advice here in order to maximize your borrowing capacity. So that's a really important point as well. And also, it's really important to point out there's actually, I can't really think of any downside to borrowing the maximum and putting all cash in the offset account. So it's not going to cost you extra in fees, in interest or anything like that. But what it does do is maximize your flexibility in the future. So I hope that's been a handy hint. As always, there's more information in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, can I please ask you to leave a rating on iTunes or anywhere else to encourage and to share it and encourage people to listen. Thanks, guys. Until next week. Bye for now.